Claire na Gael was coiltaia cartnish is bavalia musaltacha. My name is Robert Coutin Carswell, or Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this is a bilingual programme called Claire na Gael, which is in the English language as Vis Sa Ghilg, and which is in the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Mabannach dat Rish. In late November of 1886, Manx newspapers reported that the librarian of the Douglas Free Public Library had stated that the loan of books from it would commence on Monday, the 29th of November. Well, in looking for more information about it, I came across some other interesting tidbits. Saskiel Enmesich a Bourd, an Adel as a Major, Ta Sian Talier and Nibertersul na Tri Mekege, Erno de Dinchad de der Awagor Ocker ni a Sai Fayen Lai, Tan Gorsho Abel the Lord, Ach Dinche Gor Dessen, ner Au Focken er Bira Gedenek. A vision in the year 345 spurred St. Rule to take relics of St. Andrew from Patras in Greece to the far western ends of the earth, and in 347 he reached what is now Fife in Scotland. A shrine was built at what is now St. Andrew's, and St. Andrew became the patron saint of Scotland, celebrated on the 30th of November. And so Scottish music in Claire na Gael this evening, and we start with music by Manran. Tawas Geistiach, Rish Radio Banning, Stashun and Ashun, Viskuller Scalia Mach by Dulish, Ellen Banning.
Fine in a hideous
voice of Kim Carney singing with the band Manran, a song called Alien with traditional lyrics, and the tune was based on one written by Kim's partner, Misha McPherson. Misha was here singing for Inshrinyach a few years ago. In the Isle of Man Times for Saturday, November the 27th, 1886, I was looking for any further description of the Free Public Library in Douglas. However, I came across an article headed Manx versus German. Oh, I have to say it's based on the old prejudice that the language that a person speaks is... Of course, that's something that other people speak, whereas other people rattle away or jabber away in some foreign lingo, which is, I'm afraid, the typical reaction of, well, particularly English-speaking monoglots, ignorant of any but their own tongue. However, despite that, the article is amusing enough. Now that the Manx wakes have about drawn to a close, says this article, Manx versus German, and everybody is full of anecdote and reminiscence of holiday sprees and adventures, one finds oneself recalling, in a sympathetic vein, many amusing incidents and holiday frolics from the voluminous epitome of past events to be enjoyed over again in thought. One amusing adventure rises vividly before me now, and, if I may, I'll endeavour to transfer it to paper. Tan sian talier sio a nibydr sŵl na tri mecheg a leis bwlych yn jain clat tawstwn dardega. Och te gedyn mach dy fel y gawr, gynch bregan, ys na raw o'r son na mecfe imanach mach as yn tai. Mae'r so te bera edyn y gawr chwrae as bas y law, ys te gawr sgwtsgi leis cip dy fel i rai ar tse. Tan mach sinna, ergyt dy fe ser tai. Ys ten maen sy'r ega y chwrdau bwyr beg i'n dysach. Tre ten bwyr sio cwryd sys ys ten pech yn eich greu bwyr bi cwdyd. Chilirach da enryd bwyr glenner ys da chwlyw sors da fi ys cwdj bwyr da deia ys glonad y ffin. Ten mag sy'n y rech ydych hyt da falia ys er y red te roes yn tai os bys lwm ledyn da goldi. Tan pod yn dylai arldach dy rhain y bu oxen ersyn, ach te cor cwyrarw dy goel bu meris, ys te cor sys y bwrd ys te greu, bwrd bu cwdyd. Ys yn rydy yn dysach, chylias fy jyst chyt dy fe ffolym, fy ferno ledyn dy fi blast yl chyt rysion sy'n edrych. Now, the Overgate is a place in Dundee, and this is a traditional song that tells of it, sung here by Adam McCulloch.
For as I get down the Overgate, a lassie had that spy. Well, she winked at me with a teller as I get walking by. A rocky do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. Asked her what her name might be, she said Jemima Ross. And I bide up tune with Mistress Brown in the house and the beef can close. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. She took me to a lodging house beside the scouring bum. Well, it's true what Robbie Bun said, that man was me to mum. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. As I get up the beef can close, the stairs were all fed up. So I took the salafima inside pooch and tied it to the tail of my sap. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. She came me to the kitchen well on the table there. There was plenty of drink for a lad like me and plenty more to spare. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. She gied me pies and porter, then she gied me pints of beer. Well, I ate and drank as muckle that night as with day I got New Year. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. I go drink through and settle down to spend a peaceful night. When at the door came a loud rat at the break of no daylight. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. And step at twa big policemen and grab me by the hair. Well, they guard me, dance a whirly gag and throw me down the stair. Rocky do dum dee, do dum dee, rocky rocky do dum dee. na had a dream that night I missed you, my Maros. But when I woke and I was lying on my back in the middle of the beef can close, a ricky doo dum dee, doo dum dee, ricky ricky doo dum dee. If te Dundee ye ever gee, and if the stairs are dark, and you're on a spree just like me, tie the silver to the tail of your sap. A ricky doo dum dee, doo dum dee, ricky ricky doo dum dee. A ricky doo dum dee, doo dum dee, ricky ricky doo dum dee.
Adam McCulloch with a song about the Overgate, from the point of view of a farm lad from Auchtermuchty, visiting what in fact was a red light district of Dundee. Ten fair os cor mi yn ergedyn bwr yn ser tai, as ta cunion ega, de fels y chamer fawn lach ega, sian fwr fi chysolerish, mar so te gold y chor lesie, as es te goel yr sŵl bwrd yn ser tai, y fac sin y sian dy grei, as te ffigeil yn fer elio yn sin y jay. Y mor e'r gain ren yn ser tai i ca cwnta ega, chrog ei nis y fwrd gyn ai yr bi ega draw ei imyrg yr sŵl y fer niaw llart, as hai yr os er yn red ega. Mwys mwn le ren ke tai, as ren yn er ega altach e leis bog y mŵa. Nish, my back bean. Cered tau an insicha, dwt e rish. Tami an insicha curge and ser tai ma air, dregere. Smite an curge shen, dwt an air. A cered tau a chorliat a rash fain a jorne an ad. An rid share tem ma air shen an bur beg sio, dwt e. Ych a talier air vai daach chow, is dwt e. Son sigur a sinne, ud over is jinted. Shan bur bach te. In the summer of 1880, says the article, three young Manxmen were snugly ensconced in a second-class carriage on the Great Eastern Railway, journeying to Harwich, en route for the continent. In the same compartment were two distinguished-looking foreigners, all foreigners are distinguished-looking nowadays, who, throughout the early part of the journey, kept up a most animated conversation in German. The compartment was one for smokers, and our Manx friends were silently engaged enjoying a pull at the pipe, merely exchanging with each other an occasional remark about nothing in particular. And only when they found the silence tedious... I say silence, but the word must be qualified somewhat. The foreigners throughout rattled and rattled on in their interminable lingo with refreshing persistency. By and by, however, the continuous stream of unknown sounds began to pall on the Manxman, who desired nothing more than just then than the quietude of the pipe and their own reflections.
Thank you.
The Shelties, the Shetland Isles, lie 110 miles, that's 170 kilometres, northeast of Scotland, and 140 miles, 220 kilometres, west of Norway, and in fact didn't come under the Scottish Crown until 1472. And there we heard Shetland fiddler Jenna Reid and a piece called Light and Airy. As the Jaro she stashun the Nashun Radio Vanning to the Clashin, Lishin Clare Show Claire Nigel, Mayor and Peen, Robert Gudin Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Tell of Owl Bobby Bob.
Rish Shacht and Lucky Guller scale your mark to Claire Nigel Reclash and Rish, Truden Kraman Eish Rish, Egin Adega Radio Vanning. To podcast ye regedden Nastinius, Truden Adega Radio Vanning, no Truden Reich air the podcast dead. Well, Shen Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Suddenly, and as it were, desperately, knocking the ashes out of his briar wood, the while, one of them called to his friend opposite, "Canest thash you, Tom?" "Brow, brow," came the ready response. "Canest thash you, heen?" "Stoot, la," came the reply. And then, "Ballamarda beg a doolish?" "Tay," answered Tom. Just here, the third Manxman chimed in laughingly with, "Come the hinya." And all three thereupon entered into the spirit of the thing, and the following extremely interesting conversation ensued. Harry: "Slach, sledden, crog, niri, lay, balden." Tom: "Tay, ingebrek." Harry: "Balakil yamen, the cramag ramse." Tom: "Tay, Ned, bach, a millish peel." Harry: "Tay, tay, nan ji tre quer queg groudel." Tom: "Balu a penny pot put limurus ne fell." Harry: "Oh, tay, baldrine laxa balishilog as lonan as Michaelas, can as tesh you wee Dolby?" "Balakil Merton?" said Ned inquiringly. "Tay," answered Harry. "Ach, she bourd ye in the sache, dregger a vac. Tret am I cor she says ginch de ve kudich, chelirach than a failen share and shadower, as fien chomai de valle gurgeche cree. Ligden cor quirre all you na curgeners na de boonanine, de vod ginch veoc, as de vod ad goil tatnius, no de gin a boor cor kuj de lures on all you. Treven shejacher jitrachelia, hug gay a boorrege ons mene chamer, as dorte. Bwrd, bi cwdyd. Ach ren y bwrd feg yr bi. As ren e tanacht yn cart chyfolym as bwrd y brielia na fel tig y lordus. Tre honig y sertai bach draw y bwrd ffos na lai gyn feg cwrdyd er, djenie draw ei goel nera dy fein y lladd yw'n sien gwrdd bleb. Ren yn sies a gerach di dy ser, as fe arw gold of alia gin culina as gin gins gus na tayan oxen. Ren an air chumsach a kujach a chuliega as haya de ve na halia rish, as haya mac da avracha de mancia alia. In that song about the Overgate, there was a mention of Robert Burns, and amongst the songs of Scotland is the important contribution by Burns in collecting songs and tunes, and if there weren't already words, he wrote some so that the tune would be better remembered. And this is Robin Stapleton singing Robert Burns's lyrics, A Fond Kiss. Tears, I'll pledge thee one. Scottish singer Robin Stapleton from not that far away, I suppose, in Stranra in Dumfries and Galloway, with the Robert Burns song A Fond Kiss. Van Navac Engel mar Prindes de Mulier. As Trevan Tre Egger Jitka Kion, Dur de Manshirish. No de Veluer Nimmerku Hin Chomai, Nim Cordot Adel, Jay Sors Yindesach. Cadjinny tan cart na immer gesacker bi. Crenach ti cho yndesach eis, brai a prindeis eg. Ti spoot amach air, dreger a mulia. Ma visu co brat roi as grei breekel brit. Macht an a mir an air a chit. Shen rid yndesach the jaru dur the prindeis. As les buisten vans jege, haia mach sa tail. Tre bi ve giri chrawi ersen noch de grei brikelbrit, rischen adelegge. As harach, deer de maach, bieren ere. As merso, chrau kerelen egge, chaus ve trolt me giert. Bol bi henke ve beche sen acht scher, as ne smu kastel acht ne scher ve. No, de rauwe sporen egge, de kinjach len. "Och, och," added Ned. "Guy, hi," ejaculated Tom, as if he too was of that opinion. And the intrepid trio lapsed into silence. In the meantime, what a change was there! The torrent of foreign talk was stemmed, and one of the uninitiated, an Austrian, was staring in open-mouthed amazement, while the other, a Dane, was busy studying the carving on the carriage roof. There was then an awkward and protracted pause, during which most of the party relit their pipes and smoked in silence, The foreigners, evidently, in a brown study. The Manxman, just as evidently, in triumphant enjoyment of the change. About 1/4 hour later, a dash of rain against the carriage windows drew forth a comment in English from one of the party, and then another remark as to what sort of passage was in store for them. And that drew the entire company into a general conversation, and the Manxmen found that the foreigners who were also going across the North Sea were very decent fellows indeed. Now, this is the first song I ever heard by the band Run Rig, and in fact they were singing it for the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition back in 1978. It's Chilly Me. I'll come home, I won't sleep until I come to my love. And that's the song by Run Rig. Didn't actually win the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition that year. It was won by a Breton song, in fact, but I thought the Run Rig song was the best one. The conversation happened to turn on the languages heard in Antwerp, now Flemish, now French. The old Danish gentleman remarked that French, with the Belgians, was an acquired language. Therefore, they spoke it even more correctly than the French people. Yes, said irrepressible Tom, I can quite believe that. My companions and I speak English, but it's an acquired language. Our native language is Manx. Oh, interrupted the good old Dane with a guttural chuckle, Then that would be what I heard you converse in just now. Yes, affirmed Tom. Well, well, continued he of Denmark, I speak English, I speak German, I speak my own language, Danish, and I know some French and some Italian, and I'm sure that I've heard all of the languages on the face of the globe, but, my God, I couldn't make you out. Lugd yn nab ac iaw trel iawr, gyn mae gyd yn teil, smwni e dy gynnach e gold y chyt cwael yn ereg y rys, as ffyddi dy gynnach esyn gyrwyd y cori ega, as oldych e dy cynjol, er cwnta yn adal ereg. Hach yr e, dy denke dy goel eich sy'n on tai os on fy bwyr y frera er fe meil athryd. Fel i gael yn adal leis y law, as fy'n fer os on goel yn adal wash dy chanli. Ach dŵr y prindeis eg na jyn bwrw hi'n la, ni'n pyn goel i stiach sy'n stable as chanli, as eis bu ffisem ar y fôl dy gerni. Fy'n fer os mwni yn yr awsio, sio, fi chwech, as chyrawi Shilton eg dynia fa ôl ach rys goel cyrael Jason hi'n, dy bech mona dy fereil. Ach, tref yn jori, lwg de loch dy sofog adega, goel mach de fi'r era, as dyn che de dy gerne ar y honryd yn ach mai son yn siwyr ega, ren y fer os blega, as rynu rai as corlesn yr un sef ar y gerne. That's a swirling soundscape created by small pipes player Brija Chambul of the Isle of Skye, with a piece called Skirbag from her Sunwise album. In fact, there's still a minute to run, but it's a maelstrom of drones. Goes on like that for another minute. Sjoen en Asjoen de Radio Vanning is Kartner Sje Claire Nagel, Mr. Glaasjen, Mish Robert Gutting Korslach, Robert Korslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Lurk Shibber, Ren de Goldach Shira Kunta. Stort en fair os, Vagiri Kors na Huish Foundation's Doddy, de Bergen Erd some Devi Era Elia. Devir Era Elia. Renne prindeis lochte sa fogadega, ach van erega ergit ga kion. For I minne dos der durte, niem gollus corliam tulli wergit. As haia mach asen shamer, as eib gimmerke an enrit boord. Gedod a ferro smunion nacht de higgel sho. As, lesh me an ega de gedden mach na vay de yunu, renne snaul na lurg. As no de renne goldach dune dor as a stable, renne kikkel stiach eg ferge in a tool cheer. Esch, chonneke an ach rennen jori scalia mach an enrit roche an adel, as egre brickelbrit. As chalirach ren an adel sputemach ren tushem mar fliar a tolu. She banni me, doden feroz, sejach an ach shen de gedden kunjachen, sporen de herget gurishen, genel shen rid ulkton. After telling the tale, the article concludes with a short final paragraph. Dear trusting old chap, no wonder. All the philologists and Philadelphia lawyers on earth would have felt much like he, had they heard the awful jargon which, trotted out at first in opposition to the German, was afterwards audaciously described as true Gaelic. And the author of the column shows himself only by the single initial here, C. Now, in this same edition, there's an article headed Home Rule Parliaments, The Isle of Man, by Dominic Daly, B.L. Well, Daly was had served as Lieutenant Governor in Canada, in Tobago, and in Australia. B.L. is perhaps a Bachelor of Law, I'm not sure. His article includes this section. A brief reference to the Manx language may not be deemed out of place at the conclusion of this article. The language is a slightly varied dialect of Irish, according to learned authorities, of whom, he says, I am not one, and Irish scholars have no difficulty in reading it or understanding it when spoken. Well, I'm not sure about the reading it, but maybe when spoken. Now, this is the voice of Gaelic singer Kim Carney again with the band Manran, singing the traditional lyrics, Brigus, to a tune written by the band's Ewan Henderson. He's of the famous Henderson family, with brothers Alan and sisters Ingrid and Megan.
kishon de yuas a the ruhe, shamath the nipuali na holoko, a shabi kishuali yaruhe, a shabi kishuali yaruhe, a kishon de yuas a the ruhe, shamath the nipuali na holoko, a shabi kishuali yaruhe, a shabi kishuali yaruhe, a kishon de yuas a the ruhe, shamath the nipuali na holoko, a shabi kishuali yaruhe, a shabi kishuali yaruhe, a kishon de yuas a the ruhe, shamath the nipuali na holoko. I should be sure of the world. 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 I should be sure of the world.
A song about britches, and in the aftermath of Jacobitism, leading up to, of course, the Bonnie Prince Charlie in 1745 and so on, in 1747, traditional Highland clothing was banned, and breeches became the order of the day instead of the plaidie. And that was a song, in fact, traditional lyrics, as I mentioned, and that was very much in lament of the fact that they were forced to wear breeches. And it was sung there by Kim Carney of the band Manran, and the tune was written by the band's Ewan Henderson. Dominic Daly gives the Lord's Prayer in Manx as a specimen of the language, and then writes, "The old language is still spoken in some parts of the island, and in a few cases exclusively spoken, but is rapidly dying out, the young people taking to English as they grow up, and contenting themselves with the one language which is necessary to them." Of course, he doesn't mention that at that time the education system was rather forcing people to use the English language anyway. And, of course, what happened was that the middle classes forced people to give up the language. And then, of course, they said how disgraceful it was that the people were giving up their language. And so the middle classes stepped in and helped to recover it again, which is the way, of course, it's the same with a lot of folk culture. It seems to be the middle classes who drive it out in its natural form, and then revive it because these silly people are letting it go. Anyway, that's a different tale. Daly goes on to give another specimen of Manx, this time an Onchan churchyard tombstone from 1810 relating to Eilish and Nellie Taggart, and saying that the stone was laid by William Taggart. He goes on, "The Manx people, like the Irish," Daly himself was Irish, "have been sadly indifferent to their native tongue, and have allowed their rich old language to slip away from them without making scarcely an effort to retain it." And he mentions a Danish professor from 100 years previously who'd reported that the Manx people all spoke Irish with scarcely a trace of Scandinavian words in it, though many localities bore Danish and Norwegian names. Lurk shen renna goldach ik a kuntega as hired the lie. Ach, renna fair horse, snow sheesk as a stable on smain the hay. Renna li jailer sul an adel era, as renna kyona adel elion synergy. Marcus of Vora gain, gau a frindes, toyach der gol rosh lishan adel ega, gin our serbi ega ach der awi a fair kyart. Yorish mun lai henke gus tai an air ega, ren goil boga jay fagan e rish, as ren e altach e de ginnel. Crain chyrj tau an oil ma bach, rai an air. She mulyr mish ma air bein dregar e. Cera tau a chor lia tai bai na jorne an ed, ren an air tanach dan lesh. Veg ach adl dregar a mac. Ta palja adl ein an sio dwrt an air, berdwt fe'r chorliad gor fraw. Fyddi, dregan y mac, a chynnau adl chad i ni. Tret am i greu, brigl bryd, tyn cretw'r maes bwt y mac led yn enryd y fyr yn era. Now this is a song, another song collected and added to by Robert Burns, and here again we have Adam McCulloch.
Her young ladies a hunt and gain, sheets nor blankets, haste she ta'en, but she'll born her old son, now she'll come hame, and she's rout him in her apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. her apron was, oh, the Holland fine laid about to a lassie's nine. She talked at the party, her babe to let time, so she's rout him in her apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. Her apron was o' the Holland small, laid about to a lassie's all. She talked at the pity, her babe to let fall, so she's rout him in her apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. Her father said within the hall, amongst the knights and nobles all, I think I hear a babby call in the chamber among her young ladies. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. Oh, feather dear, it is a bairn, I hope it will do you nae harm, for I would the daddy and he'll do me again, for the round it in my apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. Oh, is he a gentleman or is he a clown, that he has brought thy fair body down? Oh, I would not for all this town around it in the apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. Oh, young Terry Eagles, he's nae clown, he is the toss o' Edinburgh town, and he'll buy me a braw new gown for the round it in my apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron. Oh, it's I hae castles, and I hae towers, and I hae barns, and I hae bears, and all that is mine, it shall be thine, for the round it in thy apron. We are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, we are I do a dumb, we are I do a day, for the round it in her apron.
Well, Adam McCulloch sang earlier about a visit to a red light district in Dundee, the Overgate. This time he was singing a piece by Robert Burns about a girl concealing her pregnancy with her apron, in fact, or the rowanet in her apron, a subject Burns was well acquainted with. Ligdau core mernan den boonan de chit kujach dur den abac, nim fir verchach jawulju. Bishen yendesach dur de talier. Eish ge bi fe morm leberach arach lishmus neid. As renesh and heen sidach amach, as hugge e mernan de boonan de chitrach elia. Well, it's very easy to get sidetracked when looking through the old newspapers. As I mentioned, I was actually looking for further details of the Douglas Free Public Library and its initiative in making books available for loan. And that was reported in the newspapers as commenced on Monday, the 29th of November, 1886. However, I was enticed into reading those other articles instead. Well, Shane is Masonish, Jin Mucha the Hygnia, Jin Lyagacha, Snowlesha Truan. It's a journey down the River Spey to close Claire Nagale. Matt Carmichael is a tenor saxophonist, and he's joined by Fergus McCready on piano, Ali Watson on double bass, and Tom Potter on drums, with a folk jazz crossover describing the Spey. Actually, Charlie Stewart plays fiddle in the band, but he's not actually on this track. James Franklin, the online and educational resource officer for Culture Vanin, will be giving a presentation on The White Boys, the history and background of a Christmas tradition. And that'll be at 2:30 next Saturday afternoon in the Guild Room adjoining Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street, Peel. All are very welcome. A donation of £3 will be gratefully received to help with overheads, and there'll be light refreshments and a bit of a koosh after James's presentation. Between 7 and 9, there's a chance to chill out with the best in chill-out music here on Manx Radio. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll be sundown with Judith Lay through into Monday morning. Ach, shoch and trade a chorkion at Claire Nagale. And so, until the next time, from me, Robert Gutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
I'd like to wish you a very good night. Levi Machriors, as that's my Yerian share. Thank you.